This year, my mom got me the perfect bag for back to school.
These colorful binders help me stay organized.
The beginning of this PSA looks like an ad for school supplies, a new backpack and folders. But as the next student puts on his headphones, it becomes clear the spot is about something else altogether.
This jacket is a real must-have.
My parents got me the skateboard I wanted. It's pretty cool.
A student running down the hallway, another using her jacket to try to lock doors, another breaking windows with a new skateboard to let students escape. And finally, a girl hiding in a bathroom stall, crying, texting, "I love you, Mom," as we hear someone coming in. The PSA is the work of Sandy Hook Promise, a nonprofit formed by parents of the victims of the Sandy Hook school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut in 2012. It tells viewers that school shootings are preventable when you know the signs, and is part of the effort to help students, teachers, and staff recognize when someone is in danger of hurting themselves or others. Mark Haas joins me to talk more about this. He's a professor of practice at ASU's W.P. Carey School of Business and Cronkite School of Journalism. And Mark, what do you think of the PSA?
Well, I mean, it's emotional. It's emotional tugging on the heartstrings type of piece, and I really like it quite a lot.
What about it do you like?
Well, you know, I mean, as I mentioned earlier, Mark, that this issue is important to me, you know, gun violence at schools. And I also, my specialty at Carey and Cronkite is storytelling and digital storytelling, video storytelling in the context of marketing and the context of strategic communications. And the most effective type of communications, particularly around issues, is emotional communications. You know, you think about how emotional gun violence in schools can be. And, you know, some people would try to address that issue and change people's minds with facts and figures. And I would argue that's the wrong way to do it, because it's an emotional issue. And the way you change people's minds is with emotion.
How does that work? I mean, in this PSA, for example, it starts off, you think it's maybe an ad for school supplies. And then all of a sudden it becomes very clear that students are using school supplies to try to protect themselves or fend off a school shooter. How does that sort of work in the mind, in the viewer's mind, to get them to think maybe differently about what they're seeing?
Well, you know, you think about the storytelling process, and the story begins with a certain line that you expect to follow. You expect it, as you said, to be an ad about school supplies or about back to school, and to have that kind of friendly, happy tone. And then it gets darker, and it brings you into the world that I believe most students now are living in. You know, when I was in school, we were kind of worried about nuclear war, and we would have these drills to kind of what to do if a nuclear
bomb
hits.
Duck and cover kind of thing, right?
Duck and cover, turn your back to the window. And, you know, kids now are regularly having active shooter drills in their schools. So they're living in this environment where this is on their minds. And this ad kind of puts you there with them, particularly the way it ends.
Who do you see as the target audience for this ad?
Well, I would assume, I don't have any kind of inside knowledge into kind of how they're targeting it, but I would imagine it's people who already agree with the point of view of the Sandy Hook parents whose foundation created it, but also people who might kind of be on the line about how they feel about regulating guns and what to do about that, the clash of kind of Second Amendment with personal safety. And it's designed to move those people and change their minds and make them more likely to be friendly to the idea of some sort of regulation to protect kids in schools.
When you talk about the message, the last thing you see on the screen, and I'm going to paraphrase, is that there are signs to look for. If you know what you're looking for, you can prevent gun violence. This is not a call for gun control. It's not a call for any kind of particular policy. I'm wondering, given that is the stated message anyway, how does the approach sort of play into getting people to act on that?
Well, sort of, if you watch this and you are not moved, something is wrong. You weren't paying attention, I would argue. And it's hard to watch this and not kind of feel like I need to pay attention to this. You know, my wife is a school psychologist, and schools deal with these kinds of things all the time, you know, these signs of distress in students. And I think all of us who have children or around children, around anybody, need to be aware of the signs of distress in a society where anybody could get a gun.
Obviously, there are some somewhat graphic images in this. I mean, you don't see dead bodies, but you see somebody using a sock as a tourniquet to stop bleeding. Is there a balance between using emotion, like you talked about, and having too much gore or being too scary or anything like that in this kind of setting?
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly right. I think you don't want to force people to look away. You want people to look at the image, look at the story and engage with the story, but you don't want people to turn away. Like, if you remember some of those old cigarette and anti-smoking ads, you know, almost force you to turn away. It had a different purpose, but they were hard to watch, you know, whereas I think that this particular ad we're talking about now was hard to look away from.
It's interesting you brought up some of those other commercials, because just in talking about this PSA here, those were the sort of the analogies that came up in terms of some of those anti-smoking campaigns and others from the past. Do you see comparisons between the two?
I think it's a better comparison. You know, the ads are probably in the same family, but they're distant cousins as opposed to brother and sister or siblings. You know, I think a better comparison is some of the marketing and ads that big brands do when they align themselves with messages that they care about. I don't know if you've seen the Gillette ads, the best a man can get, morphing into the best men can be, taking on toxic masculinity, mm-hmm. and the Me Too movement. Brands are more and more willing to use these storytelling techniques to confront important issues. So I would put this particular ad, the Sandy Hook back to school ad, in that category as opposed to the scare you away from cigarette ads.
Would you imagine that we'll see more ads or PSAs sort of in this realm that are done kind of like this, using this as maybe an inspiration?
I think the idea of storytelling, of compelling storytelling, is becoming more and more mainstream. If you know how to make a video, you're learning storytelling techniques, and brands are using it more and more. You're seeing it when you're on YouTube. So I think the techniques of storytelling, like this particular video uses, are going to become more common in not only, you know, what we see in the course of our normal day, but just all around us. I think storytelling is becoming more important as a way to deliver messages.
All right. That's Mark Haas, a professor of practice at ASU's W.P. Carey School of Business and the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism and Mass Communication. Mark, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Mark.